Gemara Mezgalu Beragli Adam Uberagli Beheba. In other words, the person leaves something b'shus harabim, and it gets tossed around by animals or by people, and now is in a new spot. Somebody trips on it. That's a Bora Mizgalgel. So Gemara says that requires a tzad hashava. Requires a tzad hashava because the boar in its present position was not placed by one person. It wasn't placed by the Baal HaBor. So the Baal HaBor can say, I didn't cause this hezek. Alex, font is good enough over here? Good. I didn't cause this hezek. And the Friday night was there. I was away for Shabbos, so the place I was at, L.A., where Moshe Weinberg spoke. So one of his observations was that whenever there's a lecture or shiur, so women file in from the front, fill the room from the front, and the men fill the room from the back. He said that there's a picture came out from Lakewood, where there was a shiur for men and women, a mechitza in the middle, and it was undersubscribed. In other words, not as many people came as they had chairs. So the women's section, the first four rows were seated, and the men's section, it was the back four rows were seated. So the question, what's the hezber? So if it's a shiur where people get called upon, then I understand what the hezber is. So he thought, there's no reflection on Alex over there, but he thought that it had to do with the women are much more willing to commit. So when they go someplace, they're there. Their mind is there. They're not thinking. But men, rather sit near the door. You never know when you have to check out. And things are going to come up. And their mind's in more than one place. So that was his hezver. It's interesting. The
door's in the front of the room.
I know. the guy who designs is not a yeshivish guy. That's for sure. Should at least have two doors for every room. Didn't know anything about yeshiva, so the boar is not a boar that the Baal HaBor actually dug. The Baal HaBor owns the boar, he owns the object, but he didn't put it in place. So this particular hezek, this particular person tripped. So it's because of the Baal HaBor and because of the masa of the animal that kicked it. Alright? So in that case, we have because I can be responsible for my shor, Shadarki Lelech El Hazik. So that we have a tzad hashava, I can be responsible for my boar when it's darkei lelechol hazik. Correct? That's basically what we're saying. Nothing but using a concept that momen amazik, my momen amazik can be a momen amazik b'teres boar, it can be a momen amazik b'teres shor. So now it's a momen amazik b'teres boar and shor. Okay? Good. So that yields two sugyas and tosfos. First, as we pointed out, yes, it is a sugya that is not in the Gemara, and the second is a sugya that is in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses that it was tossed al yedei raglei veheiman raglei adam. So Tosfos Lechora wants to distinguish between whether it was tossed al yedei raglei or raglei adam. So yesterday we opened up the first sugya that Tosfos introduces in saying that there's a piece missing from the Gemara, which Tosfos had in his svarim and Rashi did not have in his svarim. And that was what happens if the boar hamisgalgel is mazik. So it's mazik while it's flying out, so that should be koichoi shel amizgalgel, right? It was al yedei ragle adam, not ragle behema, and somebody kicks it. So Taisva says that should be koychoi shel adam or eishoi shel adam. And Rashi rejects that because Rashi says because ein darkei shel bnei adam lesboinein b'derech. So the way the Achronim say is that the person who kicks it is really a ruach she'ena mitzuya, ruach mitzuya of the original person. So Rashi says you don't become a mazik if it's ein darkei lesboinein b'derech. And Tosfos says that ein darkei shel bnei adam lesboinein to trip, but once a person kicks, then that there's enough intent that we say that the person did it as an adam amazik. Right. So the first sugya in the Tosfos is, does according to Tosfos we understand that once Reuven kicks it, it becomes adam amazik. Tosfos does not explain to us why they should not be both chayiv. The Adam amazik, the Adam would not have been amazik if not for the boy that was there. And on the other hand, we don't understand Rashi, why Rashi would not say that this is a case of Adam v'onus, who's chayiv v'onus. So that's the first part of the Tosfos. Then Tosfos says V'yischayev ha-megalgel ha-kol v'loi balat ha-kol. Tosfos, now this din where the Reuven kicks Shimon's takola. Reuven kicks the object that Shimon left in Rishus HaRabim. So who's Chayiv? So Tosfos, Lishitos, he says, well, Reuven is Adam HaMazik. It's Koichoi. No, so he's Chayiv. What happened? Why does the Baal HaTakola get off the hook? Why does the Baal HaBor get off the hook? The Alpha Gav, we'll just put in a bracket over here. L'chayim Taisus is saying that if Reuven kicks Shimon's object, Shimon leaves the object b'shus Arab. He leaves the football b'shus Arab. If an animal kicks it, so who's chayiv? An animal kicks it and it damages b'shas that is flying. Our Gemara is clear if the object damages by being a boar in a new place. So our Gemara is clear that the Baal HaBor, the Baal HaTakol, Shimon is Chayiv. Because that's, our Gemara is clear that is a boar that was, it's like, it's a moment of mazik, the Torah is boar, the Torah is shor. And the people who kick it and put it into place, they're not considered to be the Baal HaBor. But Tosfos says, what happens if it hurts somebody while flying out? So if an animal kicks it while flying out, so what's the din? Who's Chayiv? The Baal HaShor or the Baal HaBor? Who should be chayiv then? The Reuven leads his object b'shus harabim. I flipped the name. Sorry. Reuven leaves the object b'shus harabim. Shimon's animal is walking around and kicks the object, and while it's moving, it hurts somebody. Who's chayiv? The Baal, why would the Baal HaShor be Chayiv? So the Baal HaShor at most is B'Tayros Tzroros at most.
But
the the it sound, we'll see in a moment, it sounds like the Baal HaBor is Chayiv. What happens if the Reuven leaves his object and Shimon kicks it himself and it hurts while it's flying? So then, according to Tosfos, Shimon is Chayiv. Right, Shimon is Chayiv.
Shimon
was
the kicker? Yeah, I guess Shimon should be honest.
Yeah. Well, so Tosfos says, V'yishchayim v'megalgel ha-koil v'loi ba'al atakol. Right? Shimon, Tosfos goes all the way. The afal gabdul gabi kel shenotel charor v'holuch legodish. And even though if I have a hot coal, hot piece of cake, an ember, it's burning, and a dog, your dog takes my charorah, and your dog burns Levi's godish. Then in that case, the Gemara says that the Baal, the Gemara says, the chayiv Baal gachelas nami, shu Baal atakola, hayru mishum de kelev la bar deyu. So there, both are chayiv. The Baal HaTakola, the Baal HaEish, and the Baal HaKelev. They're both Rechayev in that case. The Hezek would not have happened without both of them. Right? If it wouldn't have, if the dog would have picked up a cold stone and dropped it, so nothing would happen. And if Reuben would have had a fire, and the dog would have, and there was no dog there, the Gedish wouldn't have burned. So both are Shutfim. Right? You can even say a little bit sharper. When I have an Eish, so I'm Chayiv to watch over that the Ruach Metsuya does not take the Eish someplace. The Kelev is a Ruach Metsuya. So when the Kelev took the Yesh, I compromised my Chiyuv Shmira. If I have an animal, so I'm a Chiyuv to watch over it, to make sure it doesn't damage B'derech Iluchai. So both the Baal HaKelev and the Baal HaYesh compromised their Shmira. The Emes says, Reb Shimon says that they are both Chayiv for the entirety of the Hezek. The Baal HaEish didn't do the Shmir supposed to do. The Baal HaKelev didn't do the Shmir supposed to do. So Reb Shimon says from that logic they should both be Chayiv in its entirety. Elamai, there's no reason to overpay the Nizek. So each one has to pay only half. Each one is pottering the other one for paying half. Over here, the reason that Tosfos says that the Megalgel is Chayiv for its entirety is because the Megalgel is a person. Teida. Now bring your Raya. This way we have to understand. What is... How do we understand the logic of Tosfos' chiddush over here? Tosfos says that l'chayra I could have argued that if I have an eish and somebody walks up and takes a coal, so then I've compromised my shmira. And if a person takes a coal and lights somebody else's godish, it's adma mazik. So Tosfos says, no, that's not the din. The person who takes the coal is entirely chayiv. If I leave something, a boar b'shus haravim, an animal kicks it, and it damages while it's flying out, so the Baal HaBor didn't do the shmir is supposed to do, the animals in Ruach Metsuya, Lagavi, the boar, and the Baal HaShor did not do his Shmira because his animal was mazik regular b'shus harabim. What happens if I have a boar b'shus harabim and Reuven kicks it himself? So why don't I say, without my boar, Reuven would not have caused any hezek? And Reuven can say, and I can say, without Reuven, my boar wouldn't have caused any hezek. So why shouldn't we say that we're both chayiv? So Tosva says that because he's a bardeya, teida, dimhidlik eish, a bring a raya, ubo acher v'sormav talis chaveroi oichofar bor bo acher v'dochav shor chaveroi l'soichoi. Ein svara she is chayiv balo bori balo eish. I have a fire and I'm cooking my food and Shimon comes and takes Levi's jacket and Levi tosses and Shimon tosses Levi's jacket into my fire. So can Shimon turn around and say, the fire wouldn't have been there, your jacket would be a little bit dirty, but it wouldn't be burned? Can he say that we're shutzim? Reuven pushes Shimon into Levi's boar. Can Reuven say, the boar wouldn't have been there, so he'd have landed? Right? So he would have torn your pants up. So ein svara loimer. There's no svara to say that we are shutzim in that case. So since there's no svara to say we're shutzim in that case, so similarly, by me leaving a boar, and now Shimon kicking the boar and damaging somebody, v'shas hiluchai. So Shimon can't say, but if he wouldn't have had your boar, I wouldn't have kicked him. It's still adam amazik. V'megalgel. Sorry. The Megalgel Biragle Behema, in Hizik, Bahade the Ozle Yishai Vushneya, Balabhema Baltakola. But if my animal kicks your boar, then I am able to say, if it's not for your boar, my animal would not have kicked anything. And therefore we are both Shutfin. All the Amrina and the Perikapara Shorva Odam Shadokhvu the boar. What happens if we have a shore and a person, they help push something into somebody else's pit? The Indian Nizokin Kulan Chayovin, the Mashma Filu Balabor. Tzaruch Loimar, what's that Gemara referring to? Luchar, that Gemara disproves everything we just said. Right, because if they're all chayiv, that means the Adam is able to say, I only got hurt because of your boar. He says, no, that must be Adam b'loy kavona. The kevan, the ein b'kavona klal, chayiv b'al boar, k'moy Adam. That's talking about a case where a person was backing up, didn't see the person behind him, and then he, as he was backing up, he tossed somebody else into a boar. So in that case, he's still on a mamazik, right? He's chayiv lekavana. But then he has a taina, and he can say, if you would not have dug your boar, then I would not have caused the hezek. The came and ain bekavana klal chayiv bala boar kumaya adam. No, so I have to understand this chiluk which Tosfos is making. Tosfos is saying that onda bekavana, even though adma mazik is adma mazik, feel boinus. But onda bekavana does not become a shutif with the balabor or balaish. Or better yet, the onda bekavana lets the balabor and the balaish off the hook. So what's the Hezbollah Dover? Adam bekavana. Adam shaloi bekavana. It's like a shor. Adam shaloi is chayiv mitam adam mamazik. But beloi kavana, I'm able to say, if the boar wouldn't have been there, if the eish wouldn't have been there, bekavana, I can't say that. So why does adam mamazik? Why does that Adam and Mazik is chayiv? I have no problem saying Adam and Mazik is chayiv for everything. And the Baal HaEish and the Baal HaBor, L'chara chayiv for everything. Okay. And then, since we don't overpay Mazikin, Nizokin, so therefore they have to split it. But why does the Baal HaBor and Baal HaEish get off the hook by Adam and Mekavon? Right? So again, just to summarize, we're up to over here. Sugya says, Bor Mizgal Rag Behema, Heichi Dami. So the only cases which our Gemara records are the cases where the boar, with this boar, moved and became a stationary boar again. So the boar was created by the Baal HaBor and by the Baal HaShor. Zeh v'chiddush. Am I chayiv for a boar and I have a shutum in creating the boar? That's the sugya of Baal. That's the sugya of Bor Mizgalgal Beragli Od Raglein. So the Gemara says, Ke'ilu, that if I have a boar and the boar was created by, I created the situation in which the boar became created. So I'm chayiv for that boar as well. That's a chiddush. I didn't create the boar. Or you could say, I created a boar. I didn't create the boar that was mazik that person. I created a different boar. It's a better way to say it. So once I created a boar, because the other way I said it, it's Taka Machlokes Rishonim. Once I created a boar, so the fact that the boar now gets moved al yedei raglei behema, and probably al yedei raglei odom sheloi bekavana, because we're comparing Adam and Behema, so then I am still chayiv for that boar. That's part of my shmirah, my boar. If I put a boar in a situation where it would be common that that boar would be moved, and it's mazik, I'm still responsible for that boar. That's our sugya. I may be chiddush, it's not your classic boar. So that's shorat yechiyach. Right? And that's what we pointed out yesterday, that it's not a chiddush in boar per se. It's the chiddush. I'm the mazik. I'm the baal hezek. Good. However, what happens if it's mazik derech iluchoy? So, Tosfos says mazik derech iluchoy is adam mazik. Tosfos then says, who's chayiv now, the baal bor or the adam mazik? That's the chiddush. Gives you three different options. If a behema tosses this, so then both the Baal HaBor and the Baal HaBor are chayiv. They split it. If Adam hits it shaloi bekavana, Adam is chayiv, Baal HaBor is chayiv, they split it. If Adam hits it bekavana, so then Adam is chayiv entirely. The Baal HaBor is aflo. So why should the Baal HaBor be out there? He did this, and he did the same thing each time. He left in a certain spot. Right? So the fact that it was a Baal Bechira who now delivered the Hezek, I'm still the Baal HaBor. I still was chayv a certain Shemira. Parashva quotes the Rashi, quotes the Tosfos. Oid Pirshu V'yischai v'megal galakol Ilm gilgalu ragli odom v'loi bala tokola kelal V'teida brings the raya. He has a stronger lashon. Tosfos says ein svar ze ein adas soivloi, that if Reuven burns Shimon's shirt and Levi's fire, that Levi has to pay something as well. Leidami kalal, the kelav lav baradeya, same with Tosfos. And then he adds, v'hoya loy lebalat hakol izor begachaltoi, she loy leno hakelav macharora. Avol hocha, ha-mizgalgul min das alov l'shaim kol ha-nezer. Esim kasha, shloi v'kamon. What does the Rashba add? What's the Rashba being Mosef? Avol hocha shemegalgal bin das avlov l'shalim kol ha-nezek. No, that's the same. He says, Leidomi lekelev. Leidomi lekelev. Why? Because the Balat HaKola was supposed to be careful that Kelev wouldn't take it. As opposed to what? In other words, the Rashba is pointing out, Shatan Tosfos, what's the chiluk of Odin b'kavon, Om Shloi b'kavon? It all goes back to what is the obligation of the Baal Abor, the Baal Takola. What is this Shmira for? A person digs a pit. A person has a fire. What is he watching out for? What's his chiyuv Shmira? So the Rashba, Tosfos says, his chiyuv shmira is that an animal won't come and take a charora, yes. His chiyuv shmira that a person won't back up and toss somebody into the fire, yeah. But a chiyuv shmira that I have to worry that somebody else will come and take somebody else's talus and put it into my fire? I have no chiyuv shmira for that. I have no chiyuv shmira. This lacharit is not part of the Chakiv of Shimon and of Davnei Ozog. We're talking about Boronesh. Boronesh, Lechayr, everybody holds, is a din that my Maisa created a Chiv Shmira. When I dug the pit. So how far does Chiv Shmira go? So Chiv Shmira is only, I can talk about a mushel. Sometimes you have, we live in the suburbs, I don't know if they still have it. They used to, one of the ways in which they, in which people thought at one point of keeping rodents away was to have, to send out radio, I don't know, certain, let's say, certain sonar waves that would make it very uncomfortable for animals. But it also is a different cheshbonis, a different suggestion. Sonar waves, and then there, I guess some other kind of wave would go out, and then there was something that was very unpleasant for the smell for dogs. In the suburbs, all these different ways were taken in gardens. So lechayr has person has a boar. So he puts this kind of a shmirah. For a human being, it's totally unnoticeable. So he's created a good shmira that a shore will not fall into his pit. Right? He's created a good shmira that a shore will not push them into his pit. he has no shmir bechlal that a human being will not use the pin in a damaging way. See, that person would say, I've done my entire chiyuv shmir. Because he's been shemir. He hasn't done adam shalei v'kavan. So he'd still be nailed for that. So Tosfos is saying that the reason why only the Baal HaBor is chayiv, it's not because the fact that there's an Adam HaMazik and lets the Baal HaBor off the hook. It's not because there's somebody else who's picking up the chiyuv over here. It's because we etzem adover, because that'd be very hard to distinguish between Adam become Adam Shalai become Adam. But the chiyuv shmira of the Baal HaBor has been entirely, is fully exercised. Right? You can say it in one of two ways. Either you can say chiyuv shmira is fully exercised on Potter, or he can say, I didn't do the shmir I'm supposed to do for the Adam Shalei B'Kavana and for the Shor. Alright? That's the Lechari, that's the Rashba. Go ahead.
Why the Rishon focusing on the fact that he's a Bar Das instead of focusing on the fact that Adam is a stronger Mazik and can get through a lot of shmir?
So Lechari, what they're saying is, and Shimon even used the Lashon in the Baal Bechira. So I thought that was interesting. That the
why do we care about that though? It just sounds like we're focusing on the fact that Adam is stronger.
No, so I don't think it's a question of strength in this case. By Mazel Garam, that's an issue of strength, right? But that's also an issue of resilience, of not to be a nizik, right? Over here, we're talking about how far. What are the concerns that I have to have? That the Torah, what's the achrayus the Torah places upon me? So the Torah only places upon me the obligation that somebody should unwittingly use this boar to damage, that the shor will use it to damage. But the fact that there's a person making a decision, I don't have to worry about somebody. Who's going to make a cognitive decision to use my Aish. Even though, that's the Nakuda that we're pointing out over here, that the Rashba points out, that the Chorna point out. Even though the damage would not have taken place without my Hezek, without my Aish, without my Bor. Right? However, the fact that I'm not obligated to worry about that somebody will make a cognitive decision to throw somebody to my pit. So it's not a question of strength, right? It fits in beautifully with the Lashon of Rashi that we had in our Omud. The Rashi says, he has to be, what was the Lashon? To Salik Adaite by Tchilas Asiyos Elezek. So Lashon of Rashi is the Havi, the Salik Adaite. He has to worry about what does he have to have in mind. So that's the extent of the chiyuv shmira of the Baal HaBor and Baal HaEish. So it's a din specifically in Baal HaBor and Baal HaEish. The Shimon's lashon is v'nirli nizdaiti the divrei Tosfos nechayim. That's the exos. The ikar atam the patrinus Baal HaBor Baal HaEish.
Because
the human being, this is addressing what Daniel was saying before, that if I have an eish or a boar, I do have to be concerned about Rosh Eina Metsuya. That's the Salika Daite that I have to be concerned about. That's part of Tchilas Asiyos Lehezek. But it's not Tchilas Asiyos Lehezek Al Yedei Rosh Eina Metsuya. It's not Tchilas Asiyos Lehezek Legabe a person of Baal Bechira. Shiny Bor Veish. Why? Because Bor Veish Chiyuvim Mishum Shehechin Mazik Boilam. V'kol Hezik Shenasa Yidei Odom V'kavona Shebechir V'yodoy Im Lahazik Oy Lachdol V'kahai Gavna Ein Chayim Balam Bor Alasiyas Am Bor Veish. It says, my obligation is that when I dig a pit, I created a mazik. So Shimon says, I didn't create this mazik. The Bala Bechira, the person who did the hezek created this mazik. I created a mazik that a ruach sheni mitzuya or a shore could kick around. But you can't say that by putting something in the Shusha Rabim, so I now created a mazik that somebody will make a cognitive decision to kick it and then hurt somebody. The Rak Le'inyan Hezek Hanase De Teva Chashvinan Sha'achona Sabor Ve'esh Hu Keshutif Ve'ezek. That's the Mishnah on Daftes. I'm the one who brought this mazik into the world. So in this particular case, I brought a mazik into the world that could be kicked around by an odom shalei v'kavana. But I didn't create a mazik that would be kicked around by a Baal Bechira. Again, the way that I think is easier to appreciate is the nusach of the Birka Shmuel, where he says, my shmira is, I'm chayved to watch over it so that a ruch she'ena metzuya won't take it. Lo yhavi bechlal chiyev shmiras. So the Tzois asked the following kasha: what is the who's chayim if you have a shore, Reuven's shore, Shimon, and they push another shore into the pit, right? And they do it b'kavana. The Gemara says, if it's Be'ena Kavana, all three are chayiv. Right? Be'ena Kavana, so that means that I've dug a pit, and I have to be responsible for an Odom and a Shor pushing another Shor into my pit. Correct? So, but the Odom is chayiv because Odom is chayiv afil bo'inzim. And the hezek wouldn't have happened, the person wouldn't have pushed it in. And the Baal HaShor is chayv because his animal was mazik derech hilucha. So far, so good. Now, what happens if, Ksoisis Kash is, what happens if you have a Re'uva, you have a Shor, and you have Re'uva, he dug the pit, Shimon's Shor is the victim, Levi's shore is pushing Shimon's shore, and it looks like that Levi's shore is going to Shimon's shore into the pit. Yehuda says, this is a good situation. I'm interested in being mazik Shimon. I couldn't push Shimon's shore alone, but together with Levi's shore, I'll be able to get Shimon's shore into the pit. So it's on the big avana. Right? to Onda Bekavona with Shimon Shor, with Levi Shor, and Shimon Shor is the Nizik. So it says, Ktsois, who's Chayiv now? And the Baal of Bor will say, me? There's an Onda Bekavona over here. It wouldn't have happened with Onda Bekavona. I don't have to watch my pit so that Onda Bekavona wouldn't throw your shor into my pit. Right? The Baal Ashor, he can't really, he says, I have a shutter, I have two shutter. Without Yehuda, this shor was not going no place. And without Reuven's pit. So there are three shutter, I'll pay a third. Odna Mekavona says, I couldn't have done it without your shor and your boar. Now, so what happens in this case? The Baal of Boar say, I'm off the totally, I'm not a partner over here. Because it couldn't have happened without Odna Mekavona. I have no chi of shmira. So I'm done. But do we say the Baal Ashor says, one second, I don't want to split this halfway. Because my shore, if Yehuda would not have gotten involved, we'd be shutten in the hezer. So because Yehuda got involved, you're still on the hook, because Lagabi, my shore, you're still a mazik. No, what would you say? That's the Ksesis Kasha. What's the din in that case? No, what would you say? No?
I also have more of a question of the reverse. Like, what if you could have done it without the shore? Would the Baal shore be partner at all? Totally? And then Baal, would it have to be like 100% 50-50? Or who's. Because if you see the reverse.
It didn't happen. That's not an issue. That's an issue. The Shabbos have an issue, but Lagabi Hezek, if you're a partner, you're a partner. Lagabi Shabbos, you have to figure out, could it have happened without you? But Lagabi Hezek, Lamaisa, he was there and he pushed it in, so that would not be. I don't think that'd be a cheshbon. Go ahead.
I like the approach. Not like Shimon says the Tosafos or the Tosafos, like the Balabos should be Chayav. The
Baal of Bor should be Chayav, the other should be Chayav. Right? Yeah. That's the two camps. So within that camp, saying the Baal of Bor should be Chayav, because from his perspective, the Nezer was caused by a Shor, he's Chayav there.
And what about the
Taina of the Baal of Bor saying that I'm Potter because I don't have to do a Shmira Kenega that? Kenegid Yehuda?
Yeah, because the show is going to put it in.
No, this is
it's saying. It for only the.
He says the show. The Baal of Bor is claiming the show couldn't have put it in.
Okay, he's
going to
put it in.
Lamaisa didn't put it in. Lamaisa, what could have happened is not important over here. What did happen? Lamaisa. Shimon's show did not do this alone.
Could not
have
or didn't.
Was that? I think Matt didn't.
Didn't. So she had.
Between whom? Who
whatever
players?
Anybody would have paid, she half what they would have paid. Because of the stuff that you could have put it in by itself or not.
So everybody's paying a half, and the Nizik's getting walking away with more money.
No, everyone's going to be half of what they should have paid full if they did it full. So the Baal of Bor should have been hired to pay half. If there was no other Mekavona.
Right.
And the Baal Ashor should have paid half, and there was no other Mekavona.
Yeah, so now what happens?
So now because of the other Mekavona, they each pay half of those.
Each pays a quarter.
Quarter.
Okay, so why is the Adam Hamazik picking up half?
Because from his perspective, he was a shutter for the calf. He's chayav half.
The Adam Hamazik's only shutter for the calf. So the fact that I needed the cow, why doesn't that bring in the Baal of Bor?
Because definitely from his perspective, the boar doesn't matter.
Why?
Because you push something into a boar, the boar is a lot more spotted.
But the Baal of Boar is only part of if Adam and Mazik does the Hesek.
So from Adam B'Kavana's perspective,
yeah,
he's making it happen. Are you saying you can still have his happen from the shore?
Yeah.
That's really so small, no?
So that I think the choice is at the end of the day they're all chayiv. I think Shimon says, even though initially Reb Shimon disagrees with the tzais, he says in the end, Amnam gam hu hel maskana divi divri atos vistim hoya onda mekavana pota bala bola gamre nish vitzorach iyan. He says at the end the tzais is it's Lisa Vitzorchian. So what's the suffix over here? Is it a L'chaira, if you say like the Rashba, so it means that the Baal HaBor does not partner with the Adam HaMazik at all. Is once that Adam HaMazik is involved, so then I should be potter. I don't have to worry about Adam HaMazik shoving a shore into my pit. On the other hand, once another shore is involved, so it means I did fall down on my shmirah. Right? So L'chaira, there is a lapse of Shemirah on the part of the Baal HaBor, so maybe it should become Chayiv. If the L'chaira, what the Tzais is pointing out, and Reb Shimon is pointing out, is that if we would say that once an Adam HaMazik is involved, so then it's Ki'ilu, this guy didn't dig a boar, so then, L'chaira, in this particular case, we could argue that the Baal of Boar can take himself out of the story. But once we say it the way the Rashba and the Shimon and the Birka Shmuel, each a little bit different, but once we look at the obligations of the Baal of Boar. Can say I've done shmira klape Adam HaMazik, but I was compromised on my shmira lagabe the shor HaMazik. So I have a bor. I am chayim. I am a player over here. And then it becomes figuring out who gets which chunk of the hezek. Hold on. Let's go back to the beginning of the Tosfos. Being a Tosfos, we have a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. What happens if the object, Reuven's walking along, he kicks the object, and the object is mazik while it is flying? So Tosfos holds that in that case it becomes Adam HaMazik and he's chayav altogether, correct? And Rashi says in that case it's not called Adam HaMazik. Why not? Apparently Rashi, we're assuming that Rashi holds that it's still the chiyuv of the Baal HaBor. The reason that we're assuming that is because according to Rashi, Rashi's girsa does not allow for the Bor HaMisgalgal to be Adam HaMazik or to be Eish. So we're assuming that Rashi's saying everything's covered by the suya that's there. It's all bor. So the question then becomes that between Rashi and Tosfos, Tosfos holds that if Reuven leaves an object v'shusa rabim, and Shimon kicks it. Then Tosfos lishi tosai, the Baal Bor has done nothing. He's not mechuyev to do any shmira with regard to this, and therefore becomes Adam Mazik, end of story. You're right? If it lands again, then it becomes the original mezik, the original mazik in a different place. But if it's flying, it's a different mazik. Good? In other words, Tosfos would say, if it lands again, I did have to, since I was the Baal of Bor initially, I do have to be concerned about wherever this Bor is going to be. But the moment that it's the result of Koichoi Shel Odom Acher, so that level of Shmir I don't have. I have a level of Shmira to worry about if it's going to get kicked by Ragli Behema, so apparently I have to have a level of Shmira that's going to get kicked by Odom, Sheidaka Lizbaina Midrachim. Okay, Lizbaina Tiktas Midrachim. That's part of, once I created a boar, I have to worry about the boar B'chol Mokim Shu, even a traveling boar. Taisa's Chiddush is that if it's Mazik while it's traveling, then I'm Potter, because then it becomes Odom. And Rashi, Lachara holds that's still called boar. All right? Lachara, we can defend Rashi very well. How's that? According to Tosfos, if the Odom kicks the boar into a new place, so then the original Baal HaBor is Chayiv. So why is the original Baal HaBor Chayiv? If it, while it's flying, then it means the Baal HaBor will say, Lagavi this, I'm not mechuyev to do Shemira. And if it lands in a new place, and then it's Mazik, so why is the Baal HaBor becoming Chayiv now? A person kicked it b'kavana. So what's the din? The Baal of still Baal Bor is chayv. Why? Why are we mechalik between? Why do we say that the Baal of Bor has done? It doesn't have to watch over his boar when it's flying. But he does have to watch over his boar if a person kicks it to a new place. No? Is that the... You can see where Rashi would take issue with this Chiddush of Tosfos.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Why?
If it's in the air, then it's caught.
Yeah.
But if it's in the ground, some mali heat, you know, who cares where it is in Rosh Hashanah? You put it in Rosh Hashanah. It's a problem. I kicked it, put it somewhere else. Who cares?
But if you say, but look at it the other way around. Look at it. You say, when Adam Mekavona kicks it,
yeah.
So I am not, the Torah does not say that that's my achrayus, to watch over it.
Okay.
All right? Now, he kicked it and landed someplace. Then now it becomes my achrayus again.
Sure. You never left your achrayus from being stationary in Rosh Hashanah. You put something. So you left a knife in the middle of the street. Like, yeah. No matter where it is in the street, it's still going to be dangerous.
Right.
The guy takes it, and then he uses it, and you know, then he's actually doing a mice with it.
Okay. He picks it up, he takes it, decides not to use it, puts it down in a certain place.
If he puts it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then back into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, okay, then you're probably Potter.
No, he just moves into
Rosh Hashanah. But he moves it up, so why should the Baal HaBor be let off the hook? He was the one that put it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He introduced the mazik into the environment.
So why did you say the same thing for when the kicks of the kavanah? I introduced the knife into the environment.
But he didn't use a flying knife in the environment. The guy picked up the knife or did something with it.
Yeah.
There's no way the Baal HaBor should be chayav for that. The guy is bechir, he's doing something with it right now.
So it's only because it changed categories amongst the Maaseh Hezek.
I think so. I think the Maaseh Hezek totally changes if the guy picks it up and uses it.
His level of shmira changed.
Was that?
Level of Shmira at the bottom.
Why does the level of Shmira change?
Because once the Adam Mazik takes over, right, it's not up to the bottom.
No, so that instead, if that's the case, so why is if the Adam Mazik decides to make it back into a boar? He picked up my knife, he made it into an eish, he made it into a koyach. Now he said, you know what? It's good as a boar. So So why is my chiyuv shmir back in place? For that I have to be shomer. Why is it on once Adam Mazik gets involved in a mafdok altogether? No? Because I have to have shmir that God's going to pick it up and...
But it was Eishet throwing the boar. It never lost status as a boar.
Was that?
It never lost status as a boar. It's not that he changed it from Eishet to boar. It's that now Eishet is like superseding the boar, which it is.
What were you going to say?
Shooting a boar.
I was going to say, Tchilas HaOsios and the Nezek, the boar is because it's a boar, and it's when it's on the floor, that's what it's like meant to be, and that's how it injures when it's on the floor and someone trips into it. So when it's flying, it's not a boar anymore. It's like Ellie was saying, it's just a flying object, which is not Tchilas HaOsios and Nezek. That's not what you intended it to be. So now when it becomes a boar again, it reshapes its tequila, and now it's back to what it was supposed to be, a boar, and now when it injures, it's like, I guess...
That's the following question. I'm saying it's correct. That's the following question. Can you appreciate that Rashi would have difficulty in saying that boar mizgalul b'ragli odom ameima? So if an odom ends up kicking it and putting a new place, then I am chayiv. Right? But if an odom kicks it and it's mazik bedarkoi, so then I'm potter again. But Rashi would have difficulty in saying that, certainly from the perspective of shmira, mechi of shmira, if my chiyuv over here is, I have a bor b'shus rabba, so I have to watch out that ragli behemah, I have to watch out and that a lav bar b'chira, right? I do not have to worry about a bal b'chira, but I do have to worry about a bal b'chira taking my object and putting it in a new place. So why do I have to worry about that? Why is that part of my chiyuv shmir? Right, Yoni?
Shouldn't it be that the moment you were mafkir the item, and therefore the moment someone did an action with your item with kavana, shouldn't it no longer be your responsibility? We said that by
good. Okay, so that's what Rashi's saying. Yeah. That's what Rashi would say, right? And Tosva says no. It's only if he does something which is a different kind of a mazik than my original mazik. If this odom kavana maintains it as a boar, so then it's still my boar. Why should that be? Why should I say that my shmir is still new, Effie?
To look out for someone else with das to come and do something, that's outside the purview of the foul of board. But to leave something for Shasarab, like you said, people that kick things around is a normal thing. That is something that we can put on the foul of board. Say that when you put it down, you should know that people are going to be kicking it around. That we can still put that on.
So why should I say the guy by Aish? So he kicks it around and it hurts somebody while it's flying. Why shouldn't we both be responsible? I'm asking, how can you say that it's in the purview of my shmira to worry about an adam, a person, picking my bor up and putting it in a different place? That is part of my shmira. But picking it up and throwing it, that's not part of my shmira. And l'chore, that is where Rashi where Rashi's saying, if I'm going to be responsible, right? If I'm going to be responsible for a person who picks it up in Kavana, right? Then I should be responsible also when a person, I shouldn't, when he picks it up and it's Mazik also. Go ahead. Right. Okay. So why when this other person, this Odom with Odom, creates my boar? Yeah.
If there was something that was not in a dangerous place, and someone else maybe kicked it into a dangerous place. or a public place.
Right. So apparently Rashi would not go along, would not say that is Adam Amazik. Rashi says not called Koyche Shalom. Right? Apparently Rashi is saying that once I leave my, that's part of the din of boar. If I have a boar and there's an Adam Amazik, so then we are all going to be shutsum in this Ezek. And Enochanami, if I'm a boar and there's an Adam Amazik, so then the Gemara says that the Baal of Boar is off the hook. And Enochanami, the Gemara says that if I have an Eish and an Adam Amazik comes and tosses your sweater to my Eish, so I am Empotter. Then I'm Baal. But if I have a boar b'shusa rabbim, and somebody else now moves that boar b'kavana, so apparently that's still part of my responsibility. And if he takes, and if I give him sort of the weapon, and then he's mazik somebody with that weapon, if I make it available to him, so Rashi would say, I do have some achrayus there. That's all part of Bor B'shus Rav Mulcher. Right? No, is that correct? That would be why Rashi would have difficulty. But Rashi would say that for the Gemara to make a distinction and to say that Adam HaMazik becomes the sort of the Baal of Bor and the Baal of Eish, but Rashi would say that's not if I'm mechuyev manushach. If you're going to say I'm not mechuyev to watch over my boar when another person makes a new boar, fine, I understand. Then totally consistent. But once you're telling me that I am responsible for a boar that's mezgalga al yedei adam, how can you then say that if the other person decides not to make a boar, but to make a koyach, make a chetz out of it? So then I do become responsible. Then I don't become responsible. How do you make such a chilah? And for Tosfos, this is sort of patently obvious. So again, we're pointing out the Hezbei HaDavar is that according to Tosfos, once I've created a boar, so the Adam, if another person moves it, he did not create that boar. I was going to create the boar, now I become chayav for that boar. The according to Tosis, he says that the achrayas that I have on the creation of the boar doesn't go away. So the fact that somebody else moves it, he's still moving my boar. So we still are. So I am still responsible for creating that boar. Adam ki yifrach ki yiftach. The chiyuv of the Baal of Bor goes back to the maisa kriya, the maisa psicha. So, and it doesn't get removed until somebody actually fills that in and covers it up. The Luchar Tosu say that's the chiddush in Bor. And Rashi, we'll be learning from our sugya that we learn that since ain darkei shel adam lizboinin bedrachim. So, if I dig a bore, then I have to be responsible for any ruach she'ena metzuya of that bore. But, and if a person kicks it, then that he does not become an onam mamasik. So we have to still come back to this nakuda. But we've identified this the svara of Tosfos, svara of Rashi. Tosfos holds that the din of that maichi of shmir extends to every. To every anything that could happen, b'derachat, using Reb Shimon's words, b'derachat teva, my shi of shmira does not extend to adam amazik. Okay, now we have to explain. However, another person digs a bore, my shi of shmira does extend. That's our sugya. What is halach meragli adam? Adam kavana. Because I already created the bore. It's a chiddush in bore to say that. And Rashi, l'chor, because that is inconsistent, so he holds that the he of the baal of bore even extends to somebody who will now use that object, and it doesn't become koichot. Okay. I think we'll stop here and we'll dedicate the next week to Chazara. Okay? What's that?
Renewing starts Tuesday.
Say it again?
Renewing is Tuesday.